Right, good morning, Bishop Rabbi Krohn. So we are on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We are, we're really like by the bottom line where it says Ulur Rabbi Meir, the Omer Lalke Amashalim. So just to remind ourselves where we were yesterday. So we ended off is we quoted from our Mishnah, where our Mishnah uses the words Anoshi Anesh, and what was learned from Anoshi Anesh was again the concept of you get penalized one time and not two times. So, for example, if you have the death penalty and a monetary penalty, you would only get potentially the death penalty. So we had a question about that because up to this point we were using the pasuk that said Kidei Risha So. Right, you penalize him according to his risha so, to which was learned out to be for a single thing and not double things. So again, we have two different psukim that are both essentially teaching the same thing. So the question was, why do we have both of them? So we derive from there that you know, although you have both of them, they both are actually teaching slightly different things. One of them is when you're dealing with a situation of your chayav misa, death and a penalty. And the other is when you're chayav malchus, you know, getting whipped and a penalty. And we said you need both because if you only had the misa one, you would think maybe it didn't apply to the malchus one. If you only had the malchus one, you would think it only applied to the misa one. So that's where we ended off yesterday. So now, between now and the next Mishnah, which is on the next daf, it's going to do more of the same, where it's going to come up with additional discussions about why do I need these two psukim to essentially teach me the same thing? And in most cases, it's similarly about this whole double penalty thing about it, that if you're chayav for money or whipping or money and misa, or other things, you have two psukim, why do you need the two psukim? And in all cases, what it's generally going to do is say, well, they're slightly different. And if you only had A and you didn't have B, you wouldn't know B. If you only had B, you know A, you wouldn't know A. So starting from the very bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Ulur Rabbi Meir. So like we just mentioned that yesterday we started with these two psukim. The two psukim are the Anoshi Anesh Pasuk and the Kidei Risha So Pasuk. And we said that one applied to when there was death penalty and money, and the other was when there was Malkus and money. So now we're going to ask about Rabbi Meir. Ulur Rabbi Meir, the Omer Lokal Mashalim. So Rabbi Meir, if you may remember, we learned this probably about a month ago, Rabbi Meir said that when there is Malkus, when there is whipping, you could have a situation where there is both, where you have both malchus and money, as opposed to the death penalty, where you don't have both things. So according to him, you know, we just said that the reason you have both psukim is because one is teaching malchus and money, and one is teaching death penalty and money. So if he doesn't need, if he allows malchus and money, why, according to him, would we need both psukim? I don't remember offhand. You have to go back. You have to remind that we went to a month or so ago. So why do we need both? So he would say, Chada b'misa u'mamon. One teaches about when you have the death penalty and you owe money. Switching to the next page, to the top of Daf Beis, Chada b'misa u'malkus. One is where you're chayav for death penalty as well as for malkus. So it's different, right? So the first case was Mamon and Misa, and second case was Mamon Umalkus. His two cases are Mamon Umisa, money and death penalty, and the other one is Malkus and Misa. And it's Riechad, you need both. Di Ashmina Misa Umamon, that if you only had the Pasuk that talks about death penalty and paying money, you might say, Mishum dechade begufa v'chade mamona lo avidna. I might think that the reason that this is different is because you don't you don't apply one punishment that's a physical punishment, meaning to the person's body, in other words, death penalty, and one is more of a monetary punishment. These are two different aspects. So you wouldn't punish the guy in two ways, one physically and one monetarily. Aval b'misa u'malkus, when it's a case of someone who's supposed to get death penalty and lashes, the idi v'idi b'gufe, both of these things are physical, they're both to his body. Ema misa richtahu, you might say, you know what, there's just all, at the end of the day, it's just one long death. V'na'avdebe, and therefore, this is what you do, give him malkus and then kill him. So if you didn't have that, both psukim, you might think in that direction. The Iashbina Misa or Malkus, and if you only knew about Misa or Malkus, about the death penalty and whipping scenario, the Tarte Begufe Lovina, and you might say that applies where both of them are, in other words, you don't do two punishments against a single person's body. Ava Misa Umamon, when someone is chay of Misa and the monetary payment, the Chada Begufa, the Chada Mamona, where you're giving one thing against his body and one thing against his finances, maybe you would allow it. Therefore, tzricha. Therefore, both of these psukim are necessary.
Why? One teaches one thing.
One teaches one way. And without it, if you didn't have one, you would think, okay, I understand it. One way you would say, I understand it, because both of these are body impacts. Yeah. So you're not going to do two body impacts, but one money impact and one body impact, fine. The other way you might say, I understand that when one's a body and one's a money, but when you're doing two things against the body, you don't do it. So therefore, you have two psukim to teach that you don't get the double penalty in either direction.
Which pasuk teaches which thing? We're talking about Kedei Rishasa.
The two psukim are, one is Anoshi Anesh, yeah. And one, Anoshi Anesh is teaching, Anoshi Anesh is teaching about Misa and Mamon. And the other one, which is Kedei Rishaso, is teaching about Miso Malkus. Continuing. There's another pasuk that says, Lo tichu kofer lenefesh rotseach, right? Which literally means, you should not take atonement money for the life of a murderer. And what you might think that's teaching us is, again, you don't have a monetary penalty when somebody is going to die. So you might think, again, that this is a double instance of the pasuk, right? So it's another pasuk that's teaching the same thing. The Gemara answer is not quite. The Amar Rachmana, what this pasuk is really teaching us is, Lo tishkal mamona mimei v'tidfater mikachla. Don't let the guy pay money in order to get out of the execution. So it's not quite the same as saying, in lieu of death, he had two things and we're only giving him one thing. We're saying the guy is sentenced to death, and he's going to say, you know what, instead of killing me, I'll pay you $12 million. You don't allow that. And in a similar pasuk, v'lo tichlu kofer lanusel ir mikato, we know that when someone kills someone by accident, by shogeg, there's the concept that they have to go into galus, they have to go to the ir miklat. So by that scenario, it says, similar pasuk, v'lo tichlu kofer lanusel ir mikato, you might think that what this is referring to is someone who has to go to the Ir Miklat and has a monetary punishment that it would apply to both things. In other words, it's a double. And it's saying, no, it's not the same thing. What this is saying, Dama Rachmana, similarly, Lo Tishka Mamona Mine Vitifatre Mina Galus. The guy shouldn't be able to say, you know what, I'm supposed to go run to Galus, but I'll pay $12 million and I have to go to Galus. Utre kari lamale. Why do you need both of these? They both seem to be saying fundamentally the same thing, right? That you can't pay your way out, right? We know. I get it. One is about one thing, one's about the other thing, but they're saying the same thing. Our answer is chad b'shogeg, the chag b'mezid. One talks about when you kill b'shogeg, and one talks about when you kill b'mezid. We know shogeg applies to your miklat, and mezid is where you would get the death penalty. So you need both of them. Why? Utzricha, you need both of them. If we only learned about the one that had to do with a mezid, a deliberate killing, mishum dechami ursure, you might say, you know what, it's much more serious. Actually, he's chay of misa, so therefore you wouldn't be, you should not be allowed to get out of it. Aval shogeg, when it comes to someone who killed unintentionally, The lo chami isure, it's not as terrible an infraction because he didn't do it intentionally. Amalo, you might think that that you would be allowed to buy your way out of it. So that is why that you need both of them in that direction. Vi ashmin on shogeg, and if you only had the pasuk that taught you shogeg, deleka iba neshama, mishum deleka iba neshama, because he. There is no, when it comes to shogeg, he's not going to lose his life as a result, right? He has to just run to the ir miklat. So maybe that's different. Aval mezid, where the person's about to lose his life, he's going to get executed. The ika ibu neshama, where he would lose his life as a result, a malo. You would say that maybe you would be allowed to pay to not get killed. And we would allow it because we should go out of our way to save a person from getting killed. Therefore, tzricha, you need both psukim. One is teaching that you can't buy your way out of the ir miklat, and one is teaching that you can't buy your way out of the execution. Next pasuk. These are all cousins of the same thing. Like I said, between now and the Mishnah, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be saying, we have this other pasuk that's teaching us this other thing that seems to be the same as what we've already learned. Why do we need both?
There's examples of that to say that the Torah does this all the time, right?
It's exactly. I mean, they're all different, and they're all for different purposes,
yeah.
And we're going to challenge some of the answers, but between now and the Mishnah, this is what we're going to be doing. So, okay, next. V'la'aretz lo yuchbar l'dam asher shufach ba ki'im b'dam shachfcho lamalei. So, this pasuk comes after the, almost immediately after the two psukim we just mentioned, and it says that it means the land will not have atonement for the blood spilled in it except through the blood of one who spilled it. Meaning, you might think that what this is saying is that the only thing that should happen to someone who murders is that they should be killed. Their blood should be shed. So maybe, again, this is another example of saying that this is one thing. The only thing that should happen is the person should be executed. The Gemara answered by the Gatanya. We need it for something that we learned in a Braisa. We learn Minayin She'imnis Arfa Egla V'Archakach Nimsa HaHorek. This talks about Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is where you have a situation where it's in Eretz Yisrael and a person is found murdered somewhere in a city or outside of a city in Eretz Yisrael, and what they have to do is the elders of the town, and it's between two cities, let's say, the elders of the town who is closest to it have to come and do a whole ceremony to basically say, we weren't responsible, and part of the process is they have to take an egla, which is the animal, and they have to decapitate it. That's part of the process. So we learn, she'imnis arfa egla, that if they decapitated the calf, the egla, the achar kach nimsa ha-horeg, and then an hour later they find the guy, they find the murderer, minayin she'ein pochin or so, you might think that, okay, we went through the ceremony, the whole point of the ceremony is, like the psukim in the ceremony imply that once you do this egla arufa, all is okay. So maybe you might think, all right, we did the egla rufa, we already killed the cow, so we shouldn't do anything to the guy. Minayin she'ein pochuno. So how do we know that the guy doesn't get off? Shneamar, the pasuk says, v'la aretz lo yuchbar l'adam asher shufach ba. The same pasuk, right? That the land is not going to atone for the blood. No, the only way that at the end of the day, even though we've decapitated this calf, the guy is still going to be subject to the death penalty or whatever the penalty is going to be as a result of him being the murderer.
That pasuk proves that he doesn't get off?
That pasuk is proving that. So he's saying, it's saying, why do we need this pasuk? And it's saying the reason we need this pasuk is to say, in the case of Egla Arufa, where you've already decapitated the calf, you still need to go through with the punishment for the murderer himself.
The land doesn't atone for
The only way, so in other words, the pasuk is saying the only way there's going to be justice is with the execution of, literally what it means is the lamb will have atonement except for the blood of the person who spilled blood.
So the guy still has to
die. This guy still has to die. Even though you might have thought, egla arufa, you go through this process,
okay.
Because until you go through this process, the elders of the town are held liable for this murder. And when they go through the process, it's like, you know, kind of sets them free, quote unquote, right? So you might think this is setting him free as well. So even though the elders really didn't do anything, no one's suspecting of them, but they kind of are the representatives to say, you know, whatever they did. So the Gemara challenges. So why do I need this pasuk of V'atat Deva'er Hadam Anakim Yekir Becha? Because that's this pasuk is at the end of the Egla Arufa ceremony. It says, and the land will not have atonement through the blood spilt in it. So that basically teaches, just like what you said, that when they do the Egla Arufa, then, you know, it kind of ends the process and, you know, all is quote-unquote forgiven, even though it's not. So the Gemara answers, Mibaylei L'Ktanya. Again, we have a different brace. So what does the brace teach us? Minayin L'Mumsim L'Sayef. How do we know that those who are chayev to be executed by the court with hereg, you know, there's four ways that the court executes. One of the ways hereg, which is death by the sword. So how do I know that when the death by the sword, shahum minat savar, that the way it's done is they, you know, slice him across the neck. In other words, they don't stab him, they don't, you know, shove it into his stomach or don't shove it into his heart, but they use the sword against his neck. So how do I know that you do it from the tzavar, from the neck? Tamalomar v'atat tzavar hadam anakibir kerbecha. This pasuk teaches us that you do it that way. Hukshu kol shofri damim le'egla arufa. So it compares the person who was the murderer to the egla arufa, to the calf himself that was decapitated. To teach, what does it teach us? Ma lahala binatzavar. Just like the Egla Arufa, what they do is they take an axe and they basically cut his head off. So too, when they do hereg in court, what they do is they take a sword and they, you know, chop him across the neck. The Gemara then asks, "E ma'ala halan b'kofetz imimul ba'orif." But there's a difference between what you do by a calf and what you do by hereg. By a calf, what do? Your calf, you basically take an axe and you go behind, you go, you know, over his head and you kind of chop his head off, right? When it comes to hereg in court, they cut this way, like they cut like this way, right? So the cow, they cut this way. You know, for those on the recording, I'm going through the back, right? So they go to behind the head and they cut his head off. When they do hereg in court, they cut like over by the windpipe, like they slice him over this way. So why do they do it the same way? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Rabua, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, V'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha, that you should love your fellow like yourself. Why? Bror lo misa yafa. Even though you're going to kill him, choose from a favorable death. That when you kill somebody this way, you know, they'll die much more quickly, I guess, might be a second quicker, but whatever it is, than if you cut him this way, because it severs like his windpipe and all that other stuff. So that's why you would do it that differently. Okay, continuing. Kol cherem asher yachra mina adam lo yiyah. So why do I need the pasuk of kol cherem, which teaches us that any person that's been subject to death shall be put to death? So you might learn, again, you know, what do I need that pasuk? Right? What is that teaching me differently? Is it teaching me, again, that you're not allowed to redeem the guy with money, that your only way out for him is through death penalty? Again, all these things have a brisa that it's they're coming to work with. Minayin leyotze lehareg. How do we know that someone who is subject to death, he's been subject to the death penalty, he's what you call dead man walking, right? The amar echad, someone sees him and they say, erko alai. So there's a concept of erichin, which is everyone has a monetary value. So in the Torah, there's a section of the Torah that says, what's called erichin, what everybody is quote-unquote worth. So if you, depending upon your gender and your age, there's a monetary value assigned to you. So the person says, someone sees someone going out, the amar, and he says, erko alai, his value is on me, meaning I am a chay of myself, I'm requiring myself to give, to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, his value. How do I know that that's a meaningless declaration, right? That maybe it means that the guy, you know, he's, like we said, he's about to die. He's not worth anything. Shenamar, how do I know? Shenemar kol cherem asher yachram mina adam lo yifta. Anyone who is cherem among those who are, so the way it's interpreting the words, kol cherem asher yachram, anyone who concentrates among yacharam, someone who's been condemned shall not be redeemed. So you might think that that means that the guy's not worth anything. And therefore, the pasuk, you might think that that's worth something. And the pasuk is teaching us in this view that the guy's life is worthless. So therefore, that statement doesn't mean anything. Yachal af kodem shenigmar dino. Okay, and you might think, does this only apply to this guy? Maybe it applies to everyone who's on death row, right? And so here we talked about someone who's literally being walked to execution. He's already been sentenced. Now you're talking about, there might be 10 people waiting for a judgment. So you might say, does that apply to only him, or does that apply to everybody? Talmud Lomar min ha'adam. It says from the people, meaning it kind of limits it with the word min. Lo kol ha'adam. So we learn from this min ha'adam that it only would apply in an instance of someone who's already been sentenced to death.
So people who are not sentenced to death, if I make it,
if you say, according to this view, it would still work.
That would have some monetary
value. It would have monetary value.
The guy in death row, so to speak.
He's already, he's dead for all intents and purposes.
So my pledge on what I said doesn't...
According to this view.
According to this view.
The Gemara doesn't like that. Okay. But he doesn't necessarily like that. But Rabbi Chinya ben Akavi, he holds differently. The Amar ne'erach, he has to pay the value. Mipnei she'dama k'tzuvim. Because it says in the Torah, if a person is between X and Y years old, and is a male or a female, whatever it is, they're worth this amount of money. Right, it doesn't qualify. It's fixed. So it doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't say if a person is tall or short, a person is, strong or weak. It says that that's what you're worth. So even though the person is about to die, he still has that worth associated to him, according to him. Mm-hmm. So what would Hai Kocherema ovulate? What does he do with this pasuk? Right? How does he use this extra pasuk? He uses a braisa that Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshbel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Amar. Those who are chayav misa bidei shamayim. So, there are certain executions that you get through the court, and there are certain executions that only come bidei shamayim. So shenosim momen miskaprochem. In those instances, there is a pasuk that says that you're allowed to, that you're allowed and probably encouraged to make a monetary restitution and not be chayav misa bidei shamayim. Shenosi mama meschaper lehem, that they can pay money and they get kapara. Because it says, shenemar im kofar yusha salav. There's specifically a pasuk that says, this talks about when someone has an ox, and the ox is what's known as a muad, meaning they've already gored multiple times. And now they've gored again and they killed a person. And that person is chayav misa bidei shamayim for doing that. And it says that he can make a payment of whatever is assessed on him in lieu, and that gives him kapara from getting misa bidei shamayim. So you might think, yachal af bidei adam kein. You might think, if I can do it by misa bidei shamayim, why can't I do the same thing when it comes to the court execution? Talmud Lomar, we learn, chayra mina adam lo yifta. Cherem, a condemned one, min ha'adam, specifically when it's being done, it's the way it's learning this is min ha'adam, if the person is going to die, min ha'adam, from another person, lo yifteh, he cannot be redeemed. Ve'ein li ela misa chamura shlo nisnak shigas al kapara. So now I might think that this is okay when it comes to a misa. There are certain mitos that there is no, whether you do it by onet, or you do it by shogeg or not, there's no way out. So for example, someone who kidnaps somebody, or someone who wounds their father, right? They're chayav misa, and there's no concept of, if they did that by accident, there's a way out of it, right? There is no kapara defined for them. But there's also misa kala, shenita shigasala kapara. There are things that if you do by shogeg, there's a way out of it. So, for example, you could bring, if you're mechalal Shabbos by shogeg, you could bring a chatas. Or if you kill someone by accident, you go to ir miklat. And how do I know that it applies both to those that have a kapara, a shogeg kapara, and those that don't? Minayin, how do I know? It says, Tamalomer kol cherem. anybody, regardless of which type of death penalty you're subject to, there's no way out in either way. Shouldn't you learn this from the pasuk of lo tiklu kofer? You're not take atonement for the life of the murderer. This is what we learned earlier. So that we learned earlier means you can't take money to get out of the death penalty. Kol chayrim lamoi. So why do I need kol chayrim? Why do I need that other pasuk? I'm a rami bar chama. Itzrich. Why? Saka daita chamina. I might have thought to say going to lamed chas on the top. Hani mile talking about hecha dehargo derech aliyah. We learned a little bit of this, I think, last week. That when you are, if someone is like swinging an axe, right? If they're on the upward motion, they're on the downward motion. So if someone who is on the downward motion is the type of person who goes to Ir Miklat. Someone who's on the upward motion is someone who doesn't go to Ir Miklat. That if you're going on the upward motion, shelo nitna shigigasa lo kapara, that if you kill them unintentionally, there is no kapara. Avaharagasa derech irida, but if someone who's swinging downward, the nitla shigigasa lo kapara, that you would think that they do go to Ir Miklat, they do have a way out of it. You might think that in that case, in either one of these two cases, you're allowed to get your way out of money. Kamash Milan, we learn from this that regardless of whether it's an upward blow or a downward blow, there is no payment to take you out of it. Whether that would result in the shogeg where you can go to Ir Miklat or whether it would not. So with this, we'll pause. We'll pick up again Mitzvah Hashem next week. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.